Hey, everybody, it's Lindley Yaz. And how are you doing this week? How are things going? Are you guys getting caught up in a lot of the trials and tribulations that you're going through, or the trials and tribulations the world is going through? Are you focusing on your relationship with Yeshua, Jesus Christ? Are you going to Him and seeking His face with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength, asking Him, Lord, Lord, show me my heart, show me my sins so that I can make things right with You. That is what I want to do, my Lord. I want to make things right. I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to live in disobedience anymore. I'm tired of it, Lord, but I just seem to have no strength. It seems like these things that I just can't overcome. I just can't seem to get a hold of them. I can't seem to do it, Lord, and I just need You with everything I have to deliver me from the ugliness of my sins, Lord. Lord God Almighty, I don't want to look like me anymore. I want to look like You. I don't want to be in the image of the beast nature anymore. I don't want to be in the Gentile, profane, unclean image anymore, Lord God Almighty. I want to be in Your image, the image of Your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. That is the only image I want to be in. I want to be clean, Lord. I want to be consecrated. I want to be set apart. I want to be able to be used as a vessel for Your power and Your glory, Father. I want to do Your miracles. I want to heal the sick. I want to raise the dead. I want to do the miracles, Lord. I want to make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, Lord. I want to do what Jesus Christ, Yeshua did, Father. Please, Lord God Almighty, deliver me. Heal me of my sin. Help me to get rid of this flesh nature. Help me, Lord, to put it to death. Lord, Your word says to put to death the ways of the flesh and to pick up our cross and carry it just like Jesus did. We're supposed to put to death the works of the flesh and produce the works of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, so we can be a witness and a testimony to the world. You know, I've heard people say things when they see someone in the world who's evil, say, well, they got what they had coming to them. They got what they had coming to them. They deserved it. Or how many times have you thought to yourself when you saw your enemy suffer or go through something, when you said, aha, ha, 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 and laughed about it? The Bible says we're not supposed to do that. But how many times have you done it? How many times have you yourself said in your heart, they got what they deserved? But I would say to you, my friends, we the church, the body of Christ, the true children of the Lord God Almighty, who claim to be servants of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, it is us. It is us who deserve to go through all sorts of things. It is us who deserve to suffer. Why is that? Because we are supposed to be shining the light in the darkness. We are supposed to be doing the miracles of God Almighty as a witness and a testimony. We are supposed to be winning the lost, bringing lost people to Yeshua Jesus Christ, and not just in word, but by example. But you see, the problem is the church wants to hold on. And when I say the church, I mean the people of God. Okay? The church wants to continue holding on to the flesh. The church wants to continue living in the flesh. We want to continue satisfying the desires of the flesh, and therefore, as a result, producing the fruit of the flesh, which leads to death and everything that is evil. So we're sitting around partying it up, just like the world, being concerned with our own selves and our own situations, living like the devil, when God has commanded us to live for Him, to obey Him, to love Him, to do His work. How many of you out there have a problem with what I'm saying? You think I'm saying something wrong? What is your way? Is your way the right way? Is it in the Bible 100%? No, it's not. And if you study the Bible for yourself, you will see that it is not. You're adding in stuff from a bunch of other different resources. I'm talking about using just the Bible alone. The words and what they mean, not commentaries, not preachers, not teachers, not authors, not speakers, but the living, breathing Word of God and only Yeshua Jesus Christ as the teacher, rabbi teacher. You see, the Word of God is our lifeline. It is our food. It is our source of life, our instruction manual. Let's say you went and bought a brand new car. All right, you got this brand new car. It's the first brand new car you've ever had. Would you never change its oil? Would you not do maintenance on it? Would you just drive it for a while and blow up the engine and destroy it? No, you have to maintain your vehicle or it's going to break down on you. You're going to be taking it to a junkyard. You're going to be wasting everything you spent on it. Well, when you confess Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, as your Savior, and you don't maintain and upkeep the things that you're supposed to do, like praying regularly to the Lord, praying for others, forgiving others, studying the Word of God, praising God, obeying Him, producing the fruit of the Spirit, and all of those things, it's dead. It's a totally dead salvation. You have apostatized your commitment to Him. You have turned away from Him, walked away, divorced the Lord. So the church today is asleep. They are asleep. They're asleep, dead, sound asleep. And when they hear the truth, they reject it. When they hear of the real Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, they deny Him. Not only do they deny the Jesus Christ of the Bible, but they deny access to their hearts. You see, my friends, as I said, we are the ones who should be in deep trouble. We are the ones because we are supposed to be leading the people out of the darkness. There's a whole world full of sin and evil and wickedness. And if we were shining the light, all of us who claim to be true followers of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, if we were doing what we were supposed to do, if we were living in obedience, if we really loved the Lord, for Jesus Christ, Yeshua said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And it's not supposed to be burdensome because it is supposed to come from your heart. You want to do it. But if we were doing our job, if the church was doing its job, there would be less sin in the world because we would be doing such profound miracles. Who could even deny? Not only would we be doing profound miracles, but we would be ourselves a living, breathing, walking testimony and example of Yeshua Jesus Christ Himself. Have you actually taken the time to look into the Word of God and find out, how am I supposed to be as a believer? But it's not just as simple as going and putting on a new outfit or changing your clothes. It's going to take prayer. It's going to take humiliating yourself before the Lord. Humility. Humiliate. Pleading and begging. Lord God, come in and do a heart change, Father. Come in and do open heart surgery, Lord. I need it quick, Father. I need it quick. I'm dead and I'm on a highway to hell, Father. I need you to come in and to change me. I need you to go into my heart and fix me, Lord. Fix me. I'm an old, beat up, broken down car in a junkyard, Father. And I need you to put me back together and fix me. I'm through with trying to do it myself. I can't do it myself, Father. I can't. I've tried, Lord. I've tried everything I know. Is that you, my friend, watching this video? Have you been sitting there struggling, trying everything you know to fix your problem? And no matter what you do, you can't get it right. Every night you go to bed, you feel like a failure. You feel like a failure. You feel like, oh, Lord God, I failed again. I tried so hard today and I failed, Lord. Do you ever wake up in the morning feeling like you're the biggest piece of garbage on the face of the planet in the Christian world because you just can't seem to get it right? My friend, that's been me, all of us. I still feel that way some days. I just can't get it right, Lord. I can't get it right. I'm trying so hard, Lord. But I can't get it right. Are you out there alone and you don't have a single solitary human just to hold you and hug you? Tell you, I'll be there for you. You go through every day alone. Maybe you've been abandoned by your loved ones. Maybe you did something bad that caused it in the past and they won't forgive you. Or maybe you didn't do anything and you don't know why you've been abandoned. Nonetheless, you're alone. You go through every day carrying the weight and the burden of everything, every responsibility in life, your financial responsibilities, your health care, your housekeeping, everything, your bills, your aches, your pains, your illnesses, everything. You carry it all by yourself and it's too much. You go to bed at night and you say, Lord God, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this, Lord. This is hard. I don't know what to do. This is more than I can bear, Father. Help me. My friends, that's me too. Every night, help me, Lord. Help me. I'm there with you. Why are we all suffering? Why are we all going through this? Why? Because Jesus Christ, Yeshua, loves us. That's right. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, loves us. He loves you. And he loves me. He cares about our spiritual eternity. He is here, my friends, consecrating us. He is here with his sword. He is consecrating us, purging us, destroying the flesh nature in us, killing the ways of sin within us, and it hurts. He's stripping us, putting us through the fires to purge us, to consecrate us, to refine us into gold. And he loves us so much. Just as a father chastens after their little child and punishes them for their disobedience, so does God, our Heavenly Father, who dearly loves us. He chastens after us, and it hurts. It hurts so bad, and we feel at times that we've just been abandoned. But the Bible says that God's ways and our ways are nothing alike. My friends, God is allowing these things out of his deep and great mercy and love. He wants us to spend eternity with him. Please know, if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you've just got everything literally coming at you from all directions, people are dying around you, you're alone. Maybe you're not alone. Maybe you have people everywhere, but yet inside of your heart, you feel alone. You feel abandoned by God. You just can't take it anymore. Please know, hear me. God loves you. God is merely trying to communicate with you that He needs you to come before Him. He needs you to come before Him and bow before Him, worship Him, repent to Him, cry out to Him, cry out to Him to deliver you in your heart. It may take some time of doing that. It may not happen overnight. Or maybe you're one of those people, it does happen overnight. Who knows? Some of us have to plead longer than others. We're all different people, different situations, different amounts of pride, stubbornness, ego, sins, whatever. Some of us take longer than others. But plead, my friends. Plead. This is what God wants. This is what He's waiting on. He wants to return the power of His Spirit to His people. But we have to be purged of the sin. We have to be consecrated, set apart, holy, and in obedience to Him. We cannot be living in sin, meaning practicing sin. We can't. We have to be on fire for the Lord. And when I say on fire for the Lord, I'm talking about the real Jesus Christ of the Bible, not this fake Jesus that's being taught in the church today, being taught by authors who write books, taught on TV shows, taught on YouTube channels, taught on websites, taught in churches. That's not the real Jesus Christ, Yeshua of the Bible. You must repent. Love, honor, and obey, and respect, and fear the real Yeshua, Jesus Christ, and God Almighty of the Bible. We really need to be seeking Him. Seek His face. These people, every day I see on the internet who want to argue, and they get so offended. When you tell them the truth of God's Word, when you show them the things that they've been believing that are lies in the Bible, and they get offended because they want to coddle their sin. They want to hold on to it. They want to hold on to the flesh. They freak out because they don't want to truly repent. They don't want to truly follow Jesus, Yeshua. They want to say they do, so they feel like they get a free ticket into heaven. The ones who think the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and the great suffering He endured is nothing more than an insurance policy to make sure they get into heaven. They don't want to believe the truth. And it is so utterly sad. It is so sad, people. It's sad because those people are the ones who Jesus talked about when He said, not everyone who says to Me, Lord, Lord, notice twice, Lord, Lord, it's a double-minded person. A person using His name, but they're really still in the flesh. Not everyone who says to Me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of My Father who is in heaven. Many will say to Me on that day, I cast out demons in Your name. I healed the sick in Your name. But I will say to you, get away from Me, you who practice lawlessness. Lawlessness is the absence of the commandments of God, living in sin and disobedience, living in an apostate condition, apostasy, backsliding. Those poor souls. How many poor lost souls are out there who just want happy, happy, grace, grace, hyper grace, happy? They'll come and correct me in this video. They'll correct under all of my videos. But here's the difference. What they say is only found in the Bible by taking scriptures out of context, twisting them, perverting them. What I say is found all over the Bible. And not taking scriptures out of context. How bad do you guys want to have the power? What do you think it means? Coming in power and glory, the power of the Holy Spirit, which glorifies the Father. the clouds, the multitudes of his people. Are we tired of being sick yet? Are we tired of being miserable, stressed out, going through trials and tribulations? Are we tired of death and disease and devastation? When we get tired of it, if my people who are called by my name, name means mark, the mark of God, if my people, not people of the United States of America, not people of any other particular country or nation, but God's people all over the world, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, humble. If you're caught up in self, you're not humble. Number one, humble yourself. Pray. Pray. Seek my face. Are you seeking the Lord's face, or are you seeking Donald Trump's face or any other human on the face of this planet, including your own self? So if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and there's always an and, isn't there? Or a but. And turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. Repent. Turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. You see, as long as we're living in an apostate condition, God can't forgive us. He wants to, but he can't. Oh, before you have a problem with that, that would be as silly as, let's say I'm sitting here smoking a cigarette. Okay, I'm smoking a cigarette and I say, Lord, forgive me for this sin of smoking. Oh, Lord, forgive me for the sin of smoking. Lord, forgive me for the sin of smoking. He can't forgive you because you keep doing it. Do you think he's going to be able to forgive you if you keep doing it? If you're out cheating and you're having an affair with someone, you're cheating on your spouse, you're in bed against your spouse with someone else, you're having an adulterous relationship. Do you think you're going to call out to God to forgive you while you're laying in bed with your mistress or whoever? Or maybe it's a woman laying in bed, a married woman who's in bed with some man. Either way, do you think God's going to forgive you while you're laying there naked in the arms of your lover? Or you go to bed that night and say, oh Lord, forgive me, and you wake up the next day and do it again. Can God forgive you for that? If you die at that moment, do you think you're going to heaven? True forgiveness and seeking forgiveness and true conviction is here. It's not just here, it's here. You must have the conviction here in your heart, which leads to true repentance. The church today feels that it's okay to keep sinning and God forgives you even while you're still sinning. So sin is sin. So by the church's standards today, you could be out stealing and have a prostitute and smoke drugs and do whatever you want. And after all, just because you confess Jesus, you're still saved. No, you're not. Not according to the Bible. You are still practicing sin. Go study your Bible. In fact, you don't even have to study it to see that. If you want to have the power to glorify God, if you're tired of suffering, then we all must gather together and bind together, truly repent and plead with God for heart change. Please. This is so important, my friends. So many of us are suffering. We're supposed to be God's mighty warriors. We're supposed to be out doing the work of the Lord. We're supposed to be shining, but instead all of us are suffering and we're miserable and we don't even have the strength to shine. We're barely able to get out of bed in the morning. My friends, please pray this with me. Let's say a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before your mighty throne of grace. Father, first and foremost, we acknowledge that we sin. We make mistakes each and every day, Lord. I just ask that you would just reveal the ugliness of our flesh nature to us. Weigh it down on us, Father, like lead weights, heavily, Lord. Lord, just let us come to you and humble ourselves, truly. Let us come in full humility, Heavenly Father. Humiliate, Father. Throw ourselves down on our stomach before you, Father. Face down with our face in the dirt. Lord, please show us the ugliness of our sins. Show us the ways of the flesh that we're following, Lord. Convict us deeply. Do heart surgery on us, Lord. Change our hearts, Father. Change our hearts and change our hearts to where we are constantly turned toward you, Lord. Help us to put to death the flesh, Father. We don't have much time. Please help us, Lord. Help us so the church, the people you're waiting on, Lord, your remnant can truly repent and rise up, Lord. After bowing down in humility, Lord, we will rise up in your image, which is the image of humility and love. Father, help us to love others. Help us to love our brethren and love our enemies and to pray for them and quit being full of hatred and contempt and unforgiveness towards others. Lord, give us a heart after you. Help us, Father. Help us, Lord. Give us strength. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray, amen. And amen. God bless you. Please take this to heart. I'm going to end this video really quick, and I need you to listen. I know some of you skip past this part, but please hear me. I am having to move. I am really hurting financially. I've had a couple people who have really helped me, and you know who you are. Thank you, and God bless you for that, because I don't get enough support, and this is what I do full time. I have been looking into side work, but side work will take away from this work. And why would God not want someone teaching the truth full time? Why would God not want that? Why would God want someone who's doing his work and speaking the true gospel message when there's so few and teaching the truth? Why would he want me to take that and work for Satan's kingdom? Please, my friends, this is what I do full time. I'm really, really hurting. I have moving needs, medical needs, all sorts of things. If you feel led or moved to support what I'm doing, please help me and help me during this rough time. Just consider helping to support what I'm doing. I could use regular supporters too. I have Venmo, PayPal, I have a PO box, I have Patreon, whatever way you feel most comfortable with. All of those things are on my website, truthhuntersshow.com. In the sidebar, it's linked. truthhuntersshow.com. truthhuntersshow.com. Help me fight the dreaded censorship that I go through and endure on YouTube, which is absolutely horrible. I'm fighting it by using my website. I'm posting every video on my website. And I'm sharing my website with Doug Diamond, who created it several years ago. So we're trying to help each other, okay? We're helping each other. His stuff is on there too. I also have a podcast. So make sure you go subscribe to truthhuntersshow.com. If you feel moved to help me to continue teaching, help me to reach the lost with the truth. Help me to teach the real Jesus Christ of the Bible to the people, to teach what's really happening here at the end, what the end is really all about, to wake up the people who are asleep, to wake up the deceived people. Help me. Help me do that by supporting me. God bless you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless all of you. Don't forget also to share these videos. Share these videos so that more people will hear them. When you're at my website, www.truthundershow.com, make sure you take a moment to like and to also comment below the articles. That helps it. I notice people are viewing the articles here and there, but nobody's really liking or commenting. So make sure you like and comment, subscribe. Please help me to get these messages out, because people are not getting notifications on YouTube. You could look at my channel. They remove my subscribers by the thousands. They hinder me. They try to prevent me. I have, like, at one point almost 200,000 subscribers, and then they remove them. I have not grown. I've had less and less and less. There's no way 1,000 people unsubscribe at one time. I'm shadow banned, hindered, censored. It's awful. So please make sure you go to my website. I don't have ads on there or anything like that. It's free. It's a free WordPress. Okay, so make sure you go there, because I'm posting every video there. That way, when I upload a video, you will get the notification in your email. I don't share your information anywhere. I don't overpost. I don't spam. I don't send out ads or anything like that. You'll just get the notifications in your email of post. You will also want to check your spam. If you notice after a week or so that you haven't gotten an update, because I'm posting regularly. So if after a week you notice, hey, I haven't gotten anything from Truth Hunter's show, there are some people who have mentioned, and I've had it happen to me too, where it goes to the spam. So you want to make sure you check your spam folder and unmark it as spam. Move it to your inbox. You may either have the option to mark it as not spam. Make sure you take it out of the spam folder and tell the computer it's not spam, or you may just have to move it to your inbox, but make sure you check. And even when you do that, it could go there again. So make sure if you don't get a post for like a week, go check your junk or spam folder. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for watching this message. Thank you for praying for me and my family. Pray for what I do. Pray for me. Lift me up, and not just me. Let us all pray for each other and pray for our sisters and brothers all over the world. And there's one person you're forgetting. Love your enemies and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. That's right. Love them. Feel pity for them. Pray for them. I want all of you to please search the scriptures. Search out the scriptures. Study everything for yourself. Study the words. Become like a child. Remove everything from your mind you've ever learned so that you can relearn it accurately with Jesus Christ, Yeshua, as your rabbi teacher. Pray for wisdom and understanding. Pray for the Holy Spirit to guide you. Study the words. Quit reading books except for the Bible. Study the words. No commentaries. Nothing else but the living, breathing Word of God, our lifeline. Search it. Quit listening to everything everyone else says. Find it for yourself, and not just in one verse or a couple verses. That's not how it works. We don't take scripture out of context. Study it all throughout the Word of God. It all flows together. Because, my friends, then you shall know the truth, and it is the truth and nothing else but the truth that will set you free.